Definitely not the American citizen. Take a gander at this bill which was passed last weekend. There is your kids' and your grandkids' tax bill in the works. Let's go, Brandon. Yet this bill that passed is just the little brother to the big one that will surely have momentum going into the next session. Biden will tell his opponents that these bills will only impact people that are making more than $400,000 a year, well, that just want work. You don't need to be a number cruncher to know that if there is a problem, you don't just throw more money at it, you find the problem and fix it. Keep printing money and devaluing the current dollar you have in your pocket. All this puts a bad taste in my mouth, like, oh yes, bullshit. Like all people, I feel these bad policies at home, putting gas in my car, buying groceries, hell, even thinking about ripping out a gas furnace for a change back to a burning stove to heat a house for which I do not own, I rent. As for time changing, we are facing a homeless possibility because the owner of this home wants to sell the house that we are in. Greed, or just doesn't want to deal with renters, I don't know, but fuck, during all this reform should I have always paid on time for rent, now throw us out because of a housing sell-off. 2 years ago he asked to sell it to me for $180,000, now probably wants 2.5 times that amount. This makes me lean more to greed. Infrastructure, right? How about human cultivating welfare system, dependent upon US citizen emotional and financial ruin? Remember the days that you could make some money and feel accomplished, be prepared to get in the welfare line and kiss the feet of a non-gender, non-race, non-fucking human sending you checks and living in overcrowed high-rises, that you can hear your neighbors from 3 doors down playing beer pong and fucking each other, while singing God Bless America. Sounds like heaven to me. Won't you come join me? Do you like movies? Remember the scene in The Minority Report when spider bots were taking us scans, and all the overcrowding in the state-funded housing? That will be us in a very short time. Even the bots are becoming more real every day. Think I am crazy? Okay, well, did you read that bill up at the top? There is a section in there that the feds want all new vehicles in the USA to have GPS monitoring and tracking. They will see you when you're sleeping, they will see you when you're fucking, they see you in your new Mercedes-Benz creeping, coming soon to a dealer near you. Wake up, people, we need change now. Call your congressman or woman today and ask them to get a fucking backbone. We are headed into a scary place. Take it from me, I've almost died several times due to drug abuse and not taking care of those around me, only to get sober close to 10 years ago and watch it and sit back as the country which I love, going into the clutches of mad power-hungry little bitches. I know I am not the only one who feels this way. What happened to bravery and standing up for what is right? Can these silly fucks see the difference between right and wrong? Or in their little pea-sized minds think that what they are doing is right? What's the word for these types of people? Yes, narcissist. Narcissist, noun, a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for excessive attention and admiration, troubled relationships, and a lack of empathy for others. Sound like anybody in higher office such as Congress, Senate, VP and President? Damn near every fucking one of them. They don't give a rat's ass about you, me, or any of the people trying to get here. We need a whole new system overhaul. Keep the Constitution and Bill of Rights and stripe everything else to a bare minimum. Get all these power-hungry fuckers out of office and set the stage for a newer, better United States. United being a number one factor, all races, all religions, and all levels of income in the fight for freedom and for what the country should stand for. Call, write, and make them earn that paycheck. We can't stand for this decline in standards nor an administration willing to break the law to push their agenda. Thank you to the veterans this week and always. Captain Cook.